Are there children for the children's message this evening? I don't see any, but I've had this request in recent weeks that if we have a children's message, even if there's no kids, I should still do it. So that, of course, means picking on, you know, a victim or something, right, Paula? Am I right? Yeah, exactly. Okay, right. So I was on vacation last week, so I keep wanting to say last week, but 2 weeks ago, does everyone remember I brought out the globe? Because a couple weeks ago, we had an epistle lesson that was saying, God loves who? Everybody, including the people of, just to pick a place, China? Yeah, how about the people of Canada? Right, how about, and I pointed this out very quickly, how about the people of North Carolina? I mean, that's hard, but yes, okay, yeah, okay. So, here's the funny thing, sorry, Rita, I know we always have some North Carolinians around, but I want to say something about this. Sometimes we talk about loving all the people of the world, and that can sometimes be easier than we think, because the opposite of that is something that's much, much harder. Who's the hardest person to love? That's a good answer. Paula said yourself. That's a good message. I'll preach that one later. How about the people that live in your house? Right? The people that live in your house, right? And I'm going to be talking with the kids. I'm going to say your brother. You guys remember that? Or did you have a sister? Isn't it easy to say we should love the people of China, and then what happens that afternoon? You fight with your sister, isn't that right? So imagine this. The Lord, if he's called us to love everyone, has called us to love who else? My brother and sister, our family, the people that live near us, our neighbor. The epistle lesson I just read, some of those verses were about us loving fellow believers in Christ, where he says love must be sincere. Remember that whole section? And to love each other with honesty and integrity, to practice hospitality. So here's the trick. God loves everybody, including, they say, we're older adults now, so it's not just your sister and your brother don't live in your house with you, but who does? This fellow right here, right? So, and he's always so easy to love. That's the good thing about being married to Bruce, but we're called to love that person, right? He's nodding his head. We know very well Bruce, don't worry. But yeah, we're called to love that person. So here's a phrase I want the kids to learn, and I'll teach it to you. God loves me. Say that. God loves me. So I love you. Is that right? So say that to Bruce.
God loves me, so I love you.
And he said it without cue. He said it back to her. That's wonderful. God loves me, so I love you. Difficult or not, right? Granted by the power of the Holy Spirit, right?